E-commerce challenges traditional shops. Lynn Shaner used the internet to buy everything she needed for her wedding and holiday gifts for her husband and stepdaughter. Other than food, 90% of her purchases are made on the computer in her Washington apartment. I find that by being able to go online and choose the things that I need to choose and have them delivered to me right at my doorstep, I eliminate all the driving, all the crowds, all the noise of that, and I usually get a better selection, Shaner explained. Analysts say U.S. online shopping has hit records in November and December. 57% of Americans have made at least one online purchase. Traditional merchants worry that the growing e-commerce will shrink their share of the market. Cornell University marketing professor Ed McLaughlin says they have reason for concern. Anything that can move online will go. It is just a matter of time, he stated. McLaughlin says traditional stores can keep their customers by offering goods like clothing, which customers may want to see and try on before purchasing, as well as items that are difficult to ship. He says some bricks and mortar stores are also pleased customers will services that set up or repair computers and electronics. Traditional stores also offer a social experience that some shoppers enjoy. Oftentimes, you need that last sense of, this is exactly what I want, before you part with your money, he said. And you can't always get that online. It's a rather cold process. Traditional stores can also deliver goods more quickly than online retailers, Martin says. And smart merchants are using stores to guide customers to websites and using their websites to encourage customers to visit their stores. While e-commerce worries some merchants, it's a huge boost for delivery services like FedEx and UPS. UPS manager Dana Klein says e-commerce means her company is even busier than usual this time of year. We are expecting 28 million pieces on their peak day, which is December 20th, which is up about a million from last year, she noted. UPS is so busy that it's hiring 55,000 temporary workers during the holiday season to deliver gifts. Those packages are headed for homes, including Lynn Shaner's purchase.